Darby Moore from Earlham, our latest KMA Land College decision maker, class of 2026, and she has made a decision that she's going to take her basketball talents to the next level with Cornell College, and is with us right now. Darby, how are we doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Doing well. Appreciate you taking the time to chat with us. I guess, first of all, take us through this, college decision, how you kind of, came to it, how the process played out, that Cornell is your choice.
Yeah, well, I got onto the NCSA program last summer, I'd say, and I had a bunch of colleges reach out, but they're all like kind of in California and other states that I didn't really want to travel that far to. And Cornell reached out, and I started looking into them, and I really liked the way that they kind of played the game and also just the campus environment. And so I reached out to Coach Brazzi, and I set up a tour to, tour campus, and I just kind of fell in love with it right away. And then he asked me to come to a practice, and I met some of the girls, and I just kind of knew that I was leaning towards Cornell, but obviously I still wanted to open my options up. But then I was telling my mom how I kept comparing every college I went through to Cornell, and that kind of led me to, well, I guess Cornell's the one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. For you, you kind of mentioned how, being on campus, it just made you feel like this was the choice. I mean, is any idea specifically what it was about the campus, about what you experienced there that made you feel that way?
I honestly think it was the girls. They were super nice and super welcoming. When I was there for practice, they kind of treated me like I was already on the team, and that's something that I was looking forward to when I was making my choice. So I just think that I felt like I felt at home when I was there, which is, like I said, something that was really important to me.
Darby Moore again from Earlham, going to take her basketball talents to the next level with Cornell College. And so I guess, Darby, tell me a little bit, this journey to this point in terms of, figuring out that you wanted to play college basketball, could play college basketball. When did you start to really, believe in that and aim towards that?
Yeah, well, obviously when I was little, the goal was always to go play college basketball. But, when I'm 6 years old, I want to just play for Iowa State because I want to be like Bridget Carleton. But once I got to high school and I realized I could definitely go D3 or D2 or, NAIA, JUCO, just anywhere, obviously not D1. I knew that I still had to work hard, but that my opportunity was going to come. I just need to keep putting my name out there and working as hard as I can, because eventually something's going to line up for me, and it just happened. It did.
Yeah. We talked a lot about what you liked about Cornell. What, in talking with their coaching staff, what were the things that they felt fit with their program and they liked about you?
Yeah, they just said that I was a very talented player. They liked that I could shoot, that I could drive. I'm versatile. They also went to one of my AAU games, and mm-hmm. Coach Brazzi just said that he liked how I was as a teammate, and that's something that he something that's very important to him. He was just telling me that I basically checked all their boxes, and I mean, it makes me a more confident person and more confident player for mm-hmm. sure.
Yeah, you mentioned, you're playing AAU, and I'm sure, testing yourself against upper competition like that was a big part of this as well. Like, what are some things that you've done over the course of your time of, trying to become this player that you are? What are some important things that you've personally done to get yourself to this stage?
Yeah, definitely. Well, AAU, I've played AAU forever, my whole life, basically. And then also just working on my own. Working with a trainer, getting shots up. I was always the first in the gym, the last out, just trying to get those extra minutes. If I had if I needed help, I'd ask those questions instead of kind of just like stay in the back and let someone else figure it out. I would ask those questions because I want to be a leader, but I also wanted to grow my game.
Mm-hmm. Great. Yeah. Along those same lines, who are some people that have also been important in kind of helping you out along the way?
Definitely my family. They've supported me through everything. Also all my coaches through AU and high school, especially Coach Gentry, who's my current high school coach, he's helped me become a better player in just the past year. My old assistant coach, Kelsey Hale, she told me that she had saw potential in me from freshman year, and she knew that I was going to go somewhere, and she pushed me to be even better. And then lastly, just my teammates pushing me in practice every day to be a better person and a better player, which has led me to where I am today.
Yeah. Darby Moore again from Earlham, going to play basketball for Cornell College. Darby, congratulations to you. We really appreciate the time, and we wish you the best.
Thank you.